Put out into the deep water. That's a theme of the World Youth Day in the year 2000. It's very inspiring. Put out into the deep water. It's not logical by that time when Peter heard this word. Peter, the whole night fishing on the shallow water. That's where the fish are. But in vain. And then Jesus the next day, bright sun and deep water, there shouldn't be any fish. So Peter, a little bit reluctant, but still he says, okay, because you say, I go. And then, plentiful of catches. He came back. He knew down before the Lord and said, Lord, leave me. I am a sinful man. What kind of a sin? We can see that he thought he a little bit didn't believe in the beginning. His faith had been tested. Human experience, no way. But still, this is your word, I go. And that's why his conversion, not because of the fish, because the power of Jesus against logic of human thinking, and he believed. The same way as Isaiah, the prophet, one day is still young, age of 20, he got a vision that God showed himself to him. So, okay, Lord, I will die. Because for the Jewish people, when they see God, they will die. So, sorry, Jesus, Lord, I will die. Because he said, my tongue is unclean. So if unclean lips, how can you go to heaven? So he so surely he will die. But the Lord sent him an angel, seraphim, and with a charcoal, touched his mouth, he cleansed. And then the Lord said, who can I send? Isaiah will trust, Lord, I am here, send me. And this is a calling of God. We are sinful people, we are unclean in our lips, but all these people are called to be fisher of men. You see, God's way is different than man's way. And today, I'm very happy in this parish. We have the people, consecrated people. The general, they are consecrated people. They're women, consecrate themselves, not only in singing. Part of the missionary work is to spread the gospel through singing, but mostly they live the life of, when you say the word of unity, people think of a kind of different religions and coming together. No. Unity means one mind, one heart in the family, in the society, in your own group. Most difficult thing is unity in the family, because everybody has his own mind and everybody struggle to be strong, and very difficult to be one. And this one of the gift of the church 40 years, 60 years ago, a person called Carol Lubick. She was called during the wartime with a group of young girls. Live the will of Jesus, that all may be one. That's the word for them. No matter where they go, don't be one with the people. Be simple, like Mother Teresa of this year. A simple way, a childhood way, childlike way. Be simple and prayerful and humble. And that's how this group becoming bigger and bigger. You know why? It's not because they are strong. They are weak. That's what's important. When they're weak, we are strong because Jesus is there. Because Jesus promised. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. And that's this group, these consecrated people. They try to live unity among themselves. Today, this group, only 20 people, but from 14 countries. Most of South America and not Europe. Three. Korea, you see. So blessed, Korea. This is the way. And they are coming to Hong Kong, and they spread the good news through their life. All the songs composed by them, after certain experience in life, how they change. They put into words and put into song, so that when we listen, not the songs, the experience. When they're singing, what they sing for themselves, they sing one mind, one heart, so can Jesus can touch you. And this is only an example, an experience. I cannot tell you how. Peter didn't believe much. What? Going out into deep? Isaiah, what? I'm unclean. Although we are unclean, God is clean. God put us into his way. They are called to promote unity in the family through their songs, through their how they sing. It's worth a lot than what the songs are. So I invite still to have 200 seats vacant coming Saturday in Baptist College. So when they finish the Mass, get a ticket for your friends. For those who doesn't believe, invite them to come. Don't tell anything, just for music. People come for music, but after music, at the back of music, there is a presence, the presence of the Lord. And this is more important. Now you spread this gospel. That's why Jesus asked Peter, you be the fisher of men. And now today, you invite people to come to experience the presence of God among us through the songs, through this group. So we praise the Lord that all these 40, 60 years, God is looking after our church through different groups, people, not only for Clare, also Opus Dei. You know, they are doing so much work in a new way. Sometimes they're old-fashioned, but we need to be changed. Not the teaching, but lifestyle. Be united, be one with one another.